Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Buddy, I'm Jason, and this is your commentary on Leviticus chapter 8. This chapter talks about the preparation of the priests before they serve. It's broken down into 8 sections. We're going to learn about the garments that they wore, their anointing, the sin offering, and then the burnt offering done on their behalf, their consecration, the peace offering, the covering that went over them, and finally, that this was publicly and repeatedly done for 7 days. The Lord spoke to Moses. He said, "Bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance to the tent of meeting. Bring their clothes and the anointing oil. Bring the bull for the sin offering. Also bring 2 rams, and bring the basket with the bread made without yeast. Then gather the whole community at the entrance to the tent of meeting." Moses did just as the Lord had commanded him. All the people gathered together at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Moses said to the people, "Here is what the Lord has commanded us to do." Then Moses brought Aaron and his sons to the people. He washed Aaron and his sons with water. He put their inner robe on Aaron. He tied the belt around him. He dressed them in the outer robe. He put the linen apron on him. He took the skillfully made waistband and tied the apron on him with it. He wanted to make sure it was securely tied to him. Moses placed the chest cloth on Aaron. He put the Urim and the Thummim in the chest cloth. Then he placed the turban on Aaron's head. On the front of the turban, he put the gold plate. It was a sacred crown. Moses did everything just as the Lord had commanded him. Each of the different components to the garments that the priests wore had significance. It had meaning. I actually go more in depth into this in Exodus chapter 28. So watch that video if you want to know more about the garments of the priests, especially the last 3 minutes where I use visual images in order to help explain what it would have looked like. Then Moses took the anointing oil and he poured it on the holy tent. He also poured it on everything in it. That's how he set apart those things for the Lord. He sprinkled some of the oil on the altar 7 times. He poured oil on the altar and all its tools. He poured it on the large bowl and its stand. He did it to set them apart. He poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head. He anointed him to set him apart to serve the Lord. Then Moses brought Aaron's sons to the people. He put the inner robes on them. He tied belts around them. He put caps on their heads. He did everything just as the Lord had commanded him. When we talk about the anointing oil, it often foreshadows the Holy Spirit. It represents God's willingness to freely give us the Holy Spirit. And that's why it uses the term pouring out of it. It's not sprinkled. It's not measured out. The Holy Spirit is just freely and generously given to God's people. Then he brought the bull for the sin offering. Aaron and his sons placed their hands on its head. Moses killed the bull. He dipped his finger into some of the blood. He put it on the horns that stick out from the upper 4 corners of the altar. He did it to make the altar pure. He poured out the rest of the blood at the bottom of the altar. So he set it apart to make it pure. Moses also removed all the fat around the inside parts of the bull. He removed the long part of the liver. He took both kidneys and their fat. Then he burned all of it on the altar. But he burned the rest of the bull outside the camp. He burned up its hide, its meat, and its guts. He did it just as the Lord had commanded him. Even the high priest and the other priests needed to have a sin offering because they're not perfect. It's not the same as the guilt offering. They didn't deliberately do anything wrong, but they're just human. They make mistakes. And as such, even these priests need to have a sin offering paid for them. Then Moses brought the ram for the burnt offering. Aaron and his sons placed their hands on its head. Moses killed the ram. He splashed the blood against the sides of the altar. He cut the ram into pieces. He burned the head, the other pieces, and the fat. He washed the inside parts and the legs with water. He burned the whole ram on the altar as a burnt offering. It had a pleasant smell. It was a food offering presented to the Lord. Moses did everything just as the Lord had commanded him. Remember, the thing about the burnt offering is that it was between the sacrifice and God. We have no part in it. In the same way, after Aaron and his sons admitted that they had sinned, and that's why they did the sin offering, they also had to acknowledge that God is the only one who can take away the sin. Then he brought the other ram. It was sacrificed to prepare the priest for serving the Lord. Aaron and his sons placed their hands on its head. Moses killed the ram. He put some of its blood on Aaron's right earlobe. He put some on the thumb of Aaron's right hand. He also put some on the big toe of Aaron's right foot. Then Moses brought Aaron's sons to the people. He put some of the blood on their right earlobes. He put some on the thumbs of their right hands. He also put some on the big toes of their right feet. Then he splashed the rest of the blood against the sides of the altar. The blood was representing a consecration of Aaron and his sons. The ear, the hand, and the foot represented their obedience, their service, and their continued walk with God. In the same way, Christians are said to be covered by the blood of Christ. Being a Christian is all or nothing. It's 24/7. You're either consecrated or you're not. He removed the fat tail, and all the fat around the inside parts. He removed the long part of the liver. He removed both kidneys and their fat, and he removed the right thigh. Then he took a thick loaf of bread from the basket of bread made without yeast. The basket was in front of the Lord. Moses took a thick loaf of bread made with olive oil. He also took a thin loaf of bread. He put all of it on the fat parts of the ram and on its right thigh. He put everything in the hands of Aaron and his sons. He told them to lift it up and wave it in front of the Lord as a wave offering. Then Moses took it from their hands. He burned it on the altar on top of the burnt offering. It was the offering that was sacrificed to prepare the priest for serving the Lord. It had a pleasant smell. It was a food offering presented to the Lord. Moses also lifted up the ram's breast and waved it in front of the Lord as a wave offering. The breast was Moses' share of the ram that was sacrificed to prepare the priest for serving the Lord. Moses did everything just as the Lord had commanded him. This is the peace offering being shown here. The peace offering represented the blessing for the believers, that we're supposed to have joy in serving the Lord. Joy is not an emotion like happiness. Emotions can change, but joy is eternal. It's contentment and thankfulness to God for what he's given us. Then Moses took some of the anointing oil. He also took some of the blood from the altar. He sprinkled some of the oil and blood on Aaron and his clothes. He also sprinkled some on Aaron's sons and their clothes. That's how he set apart Aaron and his clothes. And that's how he set apart Aaron's sons and their clothes. This is reminiscent of the Passover. The sprinkling of the blood and the anointing of the oil is a covering for us that protects us. Then Moses spoke to Aaron and his sons. He said, "Cook the meat at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Eat it there along with the bread from the basket of the offerings that are brought to prepare the priest for serving the Lord. Do it just as I was commanded. I was told Aaron and his sons must eat it. Then burn up the rest of the meat and the bread. Don't leave the entrance to the tent of meeting for 7 days. Don't leave until the days that are required to prepare you for serving the Lord have been completed. Stay here for the full 7 days. The Lord commanded what has been done here today. It was done to pay for your sin. Stay at the entrance to the tent of meeting for 7 days. Stay here day and night. Do what the Lord requires. Then you won't die. That's the command the Lord gave me." So Aaron and his sons did everything just as the Lord had commanded through Moses. This process was repeated for an entire week. It was done publicly where everyone could see. If we've been covered by the blood, if we've been anointed, then we should not be ashamed of the calling that God has given to us. The book of Hebrews points out that the consecration of the priest in the Old Testament was done without an oath. There was no promise. These priests were imperfect. They had to make sacrifices for their own sins first, and then others. They also would grow old and eventually die. As such, they were not fit as high priests. Hebrews 7 explains that the priesthood of Jesus was made with a promise. He is without sin and eternal, and as such, he is the only high priest fit to intercede on our behalf. All of the laws and the rituals of the Old Testament were given to us to point to the true Messiah. And that is why we can see the foreshadows here being set forth in Leviticus being fulfilled in the Gospels. That's it for our commentary on Leviticus chapter 8. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you guys next time.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.